Time to check into the world of podcasting again to help you through that maze. Our regular podcast reviewer, Zoe Ferguson. Hi, Zoe.
Good morning.
What have you got for us today? What should we be listening to?
Well, I've been listening to Breathless. It came out in mid-July. It's a co-production by The Guardian and 2SER, Sydney's community radio station. It unpacks the death of 26-year-old David Dungay Jr. in 2015. He was an inmate at Long Bay Jail and died during a forcible cell transfer. It all began because he refused to stop eating biscuits. He was diabetic and there were concerns about his blood sugar levels. And here's what happened.
The deceased was being moved from one cell to another when he became combative and was restrained. Examination of the muscles of the anterior neck revealed some very small areas of thin hemorrhage.
He had bruises all over him.
Some surface blood was present on the forehead.
Smashed face.
There was a small laceration immediately between the eyebrows.
Broken nose, flat as.
Following this, the deceased was walked to the new cell, where the deceased was restrained again, face down on a mattress in the cell, whilst an intramuscular injection of midazolam was administered. After the injection, the deceased continued to be restrained, and shortly after was noticed to turn purple in the face and stop breathing.
Each episode looks at something different, from David's family's reaction to seeing the video of his restraint and the use of the sedative midazolam. The team behind the podcast are Guardian Australia's Indigenous Affairs editor, Lorena Allam, formerly from RN, and award-winning podcast producer, Miles Martignoni. Taylor Fuller and Miles Herbert host Breathless, and I spoke with Miles about the podcast title.
David was being restrained by five correctional officers. And as he was doing this, he was screaming, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe."
Just comply with the directions, Dungay, you're going to get a medal now.
Just keep him there.
Stop resisting, be still.
And if you haven't seen this video and you have seen the video of Eric Garner, who also died at the hands of police officers, the cries were eerily similar in terms of just screaming, "I can't breathe." So we named it Breathless because of that, but we also named it because David had written a series of poems while he was in prison. One was called Just a Breath Away, which you hear in the podcast, and another was called Breathless. And both use breath and breathing as a metaphor to describe life and life that has been taken from a prisoner by being incarcerated.
So, Fran, last month there was a two-week inquest into his death in custody, and it will continue next year, so there are more witnesses to speak.
Okay, but meanwhile, Breathless sounds pretty powerful. Zoe, what else should we be listening to?
So, among the recent surge of true crime podcasts, I think it's easy for us to all feel a little bit down about the horrific stories. So, two podcast makers in America felt that there was way too much coverage of tragic events and decided to make I Survivor. I'll let them introduce themselves.
From Wondery. This is I Survivor. I'm Jenna Brister. I am a longtime stand-up comedian. I'm a screenwriter, and I'm also a survivor of domestic abuse. And I've survived three scooter taxi cab accidents.
And I'm Wagatwe Wanjuki. I'm a writer, I'm a speaker, and I'm also a survivor of campus sexual assault.
On our show, we tell you about the attacks, the assaults, the manipulation, the fear, and the triumphs. People who fought back, who won, and who live each day rising above the trauma of that experience.
We also spend a lot of time talking about how a single traumatic event can change everything in the blink of an eye.
So that's I Survivor. It launched in mid-July. There are three episodes out so far. They've spoken to survivors of rape, assault, and even a plane crash.
Oh, it's good to hear a survival story and the triumphs.
Absolutely.
Zoe, thank you very much.
Thanks,
Breathless
friend.
And I Survivor, two of Zoe's picks from the podcast world for you. And she'll be back in a couple of weeks with more.